I'm Carol Whitty, and I've been up here a lot of times. And I'm being in the Bombardier reminds me of a Bombardier story. And so this is the story of a huge avalanche, well, a series of avalanches that occurred in probably, I really don't know what year, 1980s sometime. And I was up visiting and wasn't here on long-term staff, but it was the middle of winter. And it was a really warm day, and there'd been a lot of snow, so there was some concern about avalanches. But we all piled into the Bombardier. I had to get back to work in Minneapolis, so this must have been about 1984, would be my guess. 84, 85. So we piled into the Bombardier. Janet Grant was there. She was sick. She had to go out. Warner was there. He had to go out for some sort of meeting. The rest of us were just going out, and I had a plane to catch. So we start going down, and we hit an avalanche. So we all pile out with shovels, and we start digging out the avalanche. Then we keep going. We hit another avalanche. We all pile out, and we start shoveling. We hit a third avalanche, and by this time, it was really apparent that we were not going to make the boat. We were going to be late. So I don't know. This was sort of before the time when they always radioed back to figure out how everyone was, and I actually think this was maybe the event that made them get radios so they could keep radioing back. But somehow they were able to communicate with the boat. And so they were able to arrange for the Forest Service boat to take Janet and Warner out because Janet was sick and Warner needed to get out. So we continued on down, and probably the two most amazing things I remember about this day was saying to Warner as we were digging out like the third or fourth avalanche, "How did you used to do this when there was only you and a couple of other people up here all winter long?" And he said, "We never had these kind of avalanches until we had enough people to shovel them out." Which I thought was such an amazing statement. But so we continue on down, probably a couple more avalanches. I can't remember the number. We get down there, and the options are to stay in the whatever was down there at the time or to come back. And the people had been let off the boat, so there were people off the boat, so we were all supposed to pile in and go back up. And the decision was made, and I won't mention the name of the person who made this incredibly bad decision, that we should go back up. And so we did, despite the fact that, okay, if you four avalanches have come down during the day, how many more have come down since you've come down, and how dangerous is it for you to go back up? And now it was getting dark. So we went back up and had to shovel out probably three or four more avalanches on the way back up in the dark. And no one in the village really knew where we were. They just knew we were really late coming back. So as we continued on up the mountain, and people, I'd say a number of us were sort of fearing for our lives that we were going to drop off the side of the mountain as we were digging out. And my glee at missing work because I couldn't get out of the village was dampened somewhat by the idea that I was going to fall off the edge of the mountain as we continued to dig. But we got pretty close, and I don't remember how close, but this great party of rescuers came out and on skis with little headlamps, bringing us chocolate bars, and it was the most wonderful sight in the world. Linda Gamrath is the person that I remember most coming out to greet us. Just, we were all crying. They were crying. We were crying because we were so happy to be in what seemed to be a safer situation, that we were actually going to live through this night. So I don't know if we dug out or if we skied out, if they brought us skis, but somehow we managed to get back into the village. And it was when the winter dining hall was in Koinonia. And so we get back into Koinonia, and it was like 9 o'clock at night, and everybody was there, and everyone had been so worried, and they'd had a prayer service, and they'd been terrified for us. And that night, I'd been staying with Linda in her chalet, and that night, she was taking care of the Jansen kids. And so all four of us slept in one mattress on the floor in Jansen's living room because everyone was still just sort of shaky with this idea that we weren't going to get back up here and that they wouldn't see us again. So anyway, that's the story that I wanted to share.